Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise. Pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Welcome to Go the Distance Radio. I'm Pastor Jerry B. Singer of Life Healing Ministries in Holt Summit, Missouri, and our subject is prayer, praise, and blessings. Are you eager to praise God the moment you wake up? I have to admit, some mornings I wake up thinking, "Good Lord, morning," instead of "Good morning, Lord." I think the devil hates it when we start our day off praising the Lord, so I like to make sure I start my days praising God because He loves me. Isn't it nice to know the Lord neither slumbers or sleeps? While we sleep, the devil's plotting a ruin, but the Lord, being an ever-watchful good shepherd over us, protects us from evil. Psalm 23, verse 4 says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me, Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me." When we pray, we're putting our trust in the Lord to deliver us from evil, and He does. He never leaves us or forsakes us. When we praise Him, we're also thanking Him in advance for His protection. That verse speaks of the Lord's rod and staff. The shepherd's rod and staff has a hook on one end to pull his sheep out of danger and a rod on the other end to prod the sheep in the way it should go. Another use for the rod is to thump the devil over the head when he sticks his nose too close to the sheep. I'm glad for the blessing of the Lord's rod and staff, and especially when I hear that whap and realize the Lord just thumped the devil again for me. I will praise the Lord with all my heart. Thanks for joining me. I'm Pastor Jerry Basinger for Go the Distance Radio. May God exceedingly bless you.